B-Pod Studios.
Get in the game.
What are we witnessing?
The number one esports and video game radio show, Checkpoint XP, where gaming lives.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. I'm James Campbell. With me is Robbie Landis. And when he's not helping Robbie improve his kill-death score on Apex Legends, he's keeping you informed on all the latest in gamer and streamer drama with The Breakdown. It's Weird Beard.
The story that I talk about, or at least the craziest story I talk about this week, Cloud9 have re-entered the Halo competitive scene.
Okay.
Which, it feels like 2002 now that people are announcing competitive Halo
teams
again.
Yeah.
But C9 are back in the fold, and they have a pretty stellar roster. They have Stellar, Penguin, Echo, Renegade, and Hoaxer. So I don't know. Like, I'm interested to see if A, Ninja goes back to playing competitive Halo, and B, whether or not it actually means anything in another year or not.
Awesome. Well, we can find those posted over at checkpointxp.com. Check it out to get up to date on all the latest and juiciest gaming and streamer drama. Now, we asked on social media over at Checkpoint XP on Twitter and Facebook if you had to exclusively stream the last game you played for the rest of your life, could you do it? We're going to talk to you about your answers in just a moment, but first, we're going to discuss our answers.
All right, well, who wants to go first?
I mean, the last game that I played was with Robbie Landis playing Apex Legends. I couldn't stream it for the rest of my life, but I could play a good amount of it. Like, it meets me in the middle of, like, playing a Warzone, you know what I mean, which is very kind of realistic and whatnot, and a Fortnite, which is super cartoony. It has a nice little midway point. I'm not bad at it.
You're decent enough, too, that if you had to play it for the rest of your life and you kind of got in with some of the other Apex streamers, then you kind of cross-pollinate, and it would probably work out for you a little bit.
And not to mention, if they continue doing what they're doing and building out, like, this story mode of it, last season they added a bunch of, like, PvE missions, like, where you get nighttime stuff.
That's player versus enemy or environment instead of player versus player.
Thank you. So, I was curious what that was.
You're welcome.
They were kind of cool.
Stop looking in my eyes of, what does that mean?
I hope that they build on it in the future, and if they do, there could be a future for it.
For me, it actually would have been Apex Legends, but when we were having our meeting earlier today, I logged on to WoW, World of Warcraft, for a little bit. So
that's why you were very absent during the
game. It would be World of Warcraft, and that easily. I'd easily be able to stream that for the rest of my life. Massive multiplayer online game is constantly updating month after month, year over year. I would never get bored and never have to worry about, playing the same game over and over and over and over and over again.
When your stuff gets pushed back and delayed, then you have to you're playing it all the rest of your life anyways. You might as well just wait.
Yeah. What about you, James?
Well, the last game I played was Crash Bandicoot 4, It's About Time. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I could stream that the rest of my life. I think I could stream it for a little bit and have a good time.
Could you become a speedrunner of it if you had to do it forever?
Maybe the first couple levels, but so far right now, some of these jumps and things are, like, incredibly crazy and incredibly difficult to try to maneuver in the game, and I can see myself breaking a lot of controllers when I have to redo those jumps so many times.
Oh, imagine having, like, a little counter down on your Twitch stream at the bottom of, like, broken controllers.
Yeah.
It would be way too high. A lot of money. You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. We're just talking about our social media question we put out for this week is, if you had to exclusively stream the last game you played for the rest of your life, could you do it? We just shared our answers, and now we're going to talk about what you responded with.
All right, Malkyria says, League of Legends with friends? Absolutely. And, I think that any competitive game, probably you'd be able to do, right? Because I mean, you're playing the same game over and over anyway. And
you'll get better at it eventually.
Of course. Yeah. And yes, we will let you play it with your friends. We're not going to say you have to play it all by yourself.
If you had to play any game by yourself without any friends, I don't know that I'd be able to play any single game.
I don't think I'd be able to do League of Legends. I've noticed recently, even just through something like Overwatch, that games that have long matches, a lot of the times you know pretty quickly whether or not you're going to win the match or not, right? And then you still have to finish playing the game, another 10, 15, 20 minutes. And that's just so soul-crushing to me.
Because you got 10 minutes of just losing.
Yeah, of just losing. And there's nothing I can do to turn it around.
And then you're trying to go back in your mind, like, what did I do to blow this match so badly?
It's not even always you, though. In a team-based game, it's always somebody else.
Or you're like, what did that other player do? What did Weird Beard do in this match?
He didn't rezz me when he should have. You're on Lifeline. If you just press one button, you don't even have to do anything. It reses me for you.
See, this is what you don't see on stream on Twitch.
Oh, no, you see that on stream, too. Enyo says Crusader Kings 3. They say, I'm feeling pretty good about it. Lots of downloadable content in the future. Easy to get lost in. And I'll be good for quite a few years. But any game is going to get old eventually.
I think that's the difference between like something James said, like Crash Bandicoot, and a game that has DLC and new stuff added. Mm-hmm. It extends the shelf life of being able to like play it without, you know, wanting to jump off a cliff. Crash is like, here you go. We may give you a couple of bug fixes, but it's not like they're going to constantly be adding new levels
or, yeah, right. New enemies, yeah, that kind of stuff.
It's the same thing. With something that changes, you're set.
Josh says, right now it would have to be Path of Exile. I've been playing it since 2012's closed beta, and I still play it every single year for at least a few months at a time.
Wow, that seems like he's getting a lot of gameplay out of that. What is Path of Exile kind of like?
Isn't that like a Diablo-esque sort of top-down isometric game?
Yeah, and the other thing that goes along
it's like a little bit of a dungeon crawling
sort of game. I can see you playing that for a while.
It's a looting one, right, where it's like Diablo in the sense that you can go
hack
through
and
this,
slash
go
pick
through
up
the
treasure.
Same levels over and over and over again just to find better gear.
Like it sounds like a long grinding game.
It's literally made by grinding gear games, so yes.
Ding, 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 nailed it.
Michael says, last game I played, World of Warcraft. Streaming exclusively? Sure, why not? Do I get paid? I mean, if you're streaming it exclusively, yes, we're going to assume you're getting paid for it. I can't guarantee it's ninja levels of being paid, but you're making some money, sure.
Yeah, you might get Robbie's sub.
Mm-hmm. let's see. Ivan here says, Horizon Zero Dawn. Imagine that in 4K, 120 hertz. Now, see, I love Horizon, right? I don't know that I can make a career streaming it over and over and over again. That would be pretty rough. I mean, eventually you'd start doing stuff like, all right, you know, bow only runs or, you know, no leveling up, no perk runs. But, eventually it's going to get old.
I think
fast.
It would have, like, any game that is story driven, like Horizon Zero Dawn is, I think would be terrible once you hear.
It depends, because something like a Fallout 4 or even a Fallout 3, where there's different sort of paths you can do or even mods you could look at, it is doable.
Is Horizon Zero Dawn like that?
Probably not.
So no.
All right, what about Hazy here says Legend of Zelda Wind Waker. He says, yes, please.
Wind Waker? That's the GameCube one?
Yes. Could you play Wind Waker exclusively on stream for the rest of your life?
I am a Legend of Zelda simp, and I would say no. I could not play Wind Waker over and over and over
again. Is there a Zelda game you think you could play over and over again?
No.
What about even like for like a Link from the Past that let you use like the random dungeon generator?
The randomizers are cool, but I mean, that's just like, I don't know. Like, how much do you really want to sink into like those games? You just memorize them. Eventually, it's whatever.
Mm-hmm. Sean says, nope, it was Blade and Soul, and I can't do that type of commitment. Now, see, Blade and Soul is actually an MMO as well, so that's even technically something that will keep giving you content over and over and over again. But apparently that is not enough for Sean. We also have Ravmall here that says Final Fantasy 14. At its current point, I would say you could never run out of content as it is. I've actually been tempted to stream again with the new Hildebrand story quest and using dumb voices because I did that once and I got a kick out of it at least. So an MMO is a pretty easy, I think, go-to for a lot of people.
It's it, but would you want to live in that world? I know you have like mixed feelings on Final Fantasy 14.
I do not have mixed feelings on Final Fantasy 14. I think it's a terrible game that gave me my career, but I am never going to play it again.
Cool.
So long as I live.
Perfect.
At least you know you're done with it.
Yeah. Last one we have here, Donald. I have never heard of this one. Gems of War. Donald says, no, I could not play it exclusively. They have the worst devs ever.
Oh, it's like a Bejeweled game.
Oh, man, like a Candy Crush almost?
Yeah. Literally, it's terrible. It's a match three.
That's like a mom and dad like cell phone game.
Yeah.
Mom and dad cell phone game. Mom, get off Gems of War.
Mom, quit playing Gems of War.
I think I'm really there with you, Donald. I don't think anyone would be able to stream that exclusively.
No mom and pop cell phone games for Robbie there. All right, if you enjoyed these responses, you can always include yours by commenting on our social media over at Checkpoint XP. You can call in and leave us your answer for next week's question, which is, what's the scariest game or game moment you've ever played? A little October Spooktober festiveness. So that's going to do it for this episode. Thanks for listening to us on your radio station. Make sure you head on over to CheckpointXP.com. A big thank you to Robbie Landis, Weird Beard, and producer Callie for helping us put this episode together. Don't forget, follow us on Twitter and Facebook at CheckpointXP. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we'll talk to you again on the next level.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.